You'll also be aware that I inherited from the previous government the Dairy Supply Chain Forum. Few of you may have been present at that first meeting I chaired in the summer of 2010, and I wondered what on earth I was doing there. There was virtually no mutual interest around the table, a series of reports from pretty entrenched positions, and it really wasn't very satisfactory. And so we've tried very hard to revitalise that by ensuring that wherever possible it was chief exec or director level people who were attending. That's no disrespect to those who were attending from lower levels of their organisation, but I wanted, if this was going to matter, to demonstrate that there really was top level support for it. We reduced the number of people attending, and I think we've made it considerably better than it was. That's not to say there isn't room for continued improvement. We had at that stage already developed, or I say we, the industry had developed the milk roadmap, but it was quite clear to me that we needed to go further. The industry told me that there wasn't any overall strategy within the industry about improving the sustainability, and sustainability in its widest terms, the need, if we were going to face the challenges of producing more from less, the need to address the trade deficit, still £1.2 billion, by both replacing imports of stuff we should be producing at home, and of course exporting far more into the growing markets of the world. Markets that are competitors from elsewhere within the EU, and I must re-emphasise this, if our competitors from the EU are identifying markets around the world and going for them and wanting to expand production to attack those markets, then why on earth aren't we? And I think that's a very, very important point to keep drumming home. We've become used to being obsessed with the liquid market in this country, and yet at the end of the day, as we know, it's only half of the dairy product which is consumed, and half of the processed product is being imported from countries that we ought to be able to compete with. They pay as much, if not more, for their basic milk off the farm, but they are somehow managing to replace our imports. And that is why I think gatherings such as this, the development of the 2020 project is so very important.